talks in English. Austrians talks in English. Listen, this part of the thing, no. Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Pfeifinger. The English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast, Audio CD&D Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly. Week 2 brought losses for ATXDR, but Friday was the first trading day 2024 with more than 200 million euros in trading volume. We presented with Partner CapTrace the winners of our number one awards in 14 categories. These are Immofinanz, Telekom Austria, Do & Co., Kapsch Trafficom, Novomatic, Erste Asset Management, Erste Group, Morgan Stanley, Raiffeisen Zertifikate, VAS, Rosinger Group, Gregor Rosinger, ZFA and Gold & Co. News came from AMAG, OMV, Pira Mobility, Valneva, Andritz, Rosenbauer, Frequentis, Agrana, Strabag and Voestalpine. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart, and big hugs to the 14 winners of the number one awards. Now to the news of week 2, Monday, AMAG. For almost two decades, there has been a partnership between AMAG Austria Metall AG and Audi. The close cooperation was further augmented with the signing of the largest contract in AMAG's history to date. This contract secures the procurement for Audi of premium aluminum from Ranshofen. As part of this large-scale order, AMAG supplies ASI-certified aluminum in coils, which is used for the production of outer skin components and interior structural components. ASI certification stands for Responsible Production and Processing in accordance with the ASI Performance and Chain of Custody, COC standard. The initial processing of components takes place at the Audi plant in Gyár, Hungary. Years ago, an agreement was reached with AMAG to reuse the aluminum scrap generated during production, with the closed-loop system in mind, and to return it to the value chain by recycling it in Ranshofen. The biggest and most successful contract to date with our long-standing customer Audi is a positive confirmation of our quality and reliability, says Helmut Kaufmann, CEO and COO of AMAG Austria Metall AG. AMAG, weekly performance, 0.69%, Tuesday, OMV, the integrated company for energy, fuels and feedstock, chemicals and materials, headquartered in Vienna, and Microsoft, announced the signing of an agreement to procure sustainable aviation fuel certificates, SAFC. Since March 2022, OMV has been producing sustainable aviation fuel by co-processing sustainable and regional raw materials, specifically used cooking oil, at its Schwechat refinery in Austria, compared to conventional jet fuel. SAF contributes to a reduction of CO2 emissions of more than 80%. Now, OMV is taking the next step. The newly developed SAF business solutions are tailored to help organizations accomplish their Scope 3 indirect emission reduction goals, such as from air travel and/or the air transportation of goods, in cooperation with the independent global organization RSB. An innovative chain of custody model is piloted that allows OMV to reliably and verifiably transfer the environmental benefits of SAF in the form of SAF certificate. This enables Microsoft to reach its decarbonization targets, Scope 3, and further establish a credible, sustainable corporate air travel and supply chain logistics. OMV, weekly performance, minus 4.11%, Wednesday, Pira Mobility, a holding company of Europe's leading manufacturer of powered-to-wheelers, producing a full range of premium brands including KTM, GasGas and Husqvarna motorcycles, expects consolidated sales of between €2.650 million and €2.670 million for the 2023 financial year, which represents an increase of around 9% compared to the previous year. The group increased motorcycle sales in the 2023 financial year to 381,634 units sold, plus 2%. In Europe, sales totaled around 140,000 motorcycles and around two-thirds of motorcycles, around 240,000, were sold in markets outside Europe, particularly in North America, India and Australia. The bicycle division also increased sales by around 33% and sold 157,358 e-bicycles and bicycles, previous year, 118,465. Peer mobility, weekly performance, 3.52%. Valneva, specialty vaccine company Valneva announced that the first participant has been vaccinated in the phase 2 clinical trial evaluating the safety and immunogenicity in children of two different dose levels of Valneva's single-shot chikungunya vaccine. Juan Carlos Jaramillo, chief medical officer of Valneva, said, "This pediatric trial is extremely important, given the significant threat that chikungunya poses to individuals living in or traveling to endemic areas. It is crucial to make the vaccine accessible to all age groups. By doing so, we can broaden the protection against and reduce the impact of this debilitating disease. There is currently no approved chikungunya vaccine for children and Valneva's vaccine IXCHIC, registered sign, is currently the only licensed chikungunya vaccine to address this unmet medical need in adults aged 18 years and older who are at increased risk of exposure to the virus. Once available, the phase 2 pediatric data are intended to support a phase 3 pivotal study in children with the objective to extend the label in this age group following initial regulatory approvals in adults and possibly in adolescents." Valneva, weekly performance, minus 10.00%. Andritz, international technology group Andritz has retrofitted two selective catalytic reduction systems, SCR at the Leverkusen Chemical Park, Germany, significantly contributing to the park's rapid revitalization after a devastating explosion in 2021. After the incident, which led to the shutdown of all four lines of the hazardous waste treatment plant, Carenta GmbH & Co. OHG, the operator of the chemical park, commissioned Andritz to retrofit the severely damaged SCR2. However, unexpected corrosion damages at the SCR unit made it necessary to put this unit out of service as well. Andritz proposed a concept that minimized downtime and allowed for the earliest possible restart of both units. Andritz, weekly performance, 0.65%. Rosenbauer, against the backdrop of the restructuring of the Rosenbauer Group, which has been ongoing since the previous year, the supervisory board and chief technology officer Daniel Damashko have agreed to terminate his contract with effect from today. CEO Sebastian Wolf will temporarily take over the technical agendas until a successor is found. Rosenbauer, weekly performance, 2.34%. Frequentis. Frequentis Defense has successfully completed trials of its fixed and deployable digital tower for the United States Department of Defense, DOD. Trials took place at Homestead Air Reserve Base, Florida, Moody Air Force Base, Georgia, and Naval Air Station Corpus Christi, Texas to prove the operational feasibility and benefits of the system for military personnel. "We think the future is bright for the remote digital tower. We continued at assessments of this technology, we continue to be impressed with it. We do believe it has benefits, particularly where we don't have to put the controllers in the tower, keeping them out of harm's way," noted Ed Wright, Executive Director, Headquarters U.S. Air Force Flight Standards Agency, U.S. DOD. Frequentis, weekly performance, minus 2.19%. Thursday, Agrana. In the first three quarters of the 2023.24 financial year, the 9 months ended November 30, 2023, Agrana, the fruit, starch and sugar company, generated an operating profit, EBIT, of €149.4 million, Q1, Q3 prior year, €50.2 million, revenue was €2,947.80 million, Q1. Q3 prior year, €2,742.50 million. Agrana Chief Executive Officer Stefan Buettner said, Given the continuing volatile global business environment, we are pleased with how our financial year has gone to date. We improved our operating performance in almost all business areas, although we see increasingly challenging business conditions in the fourth quarter of 2023.24 in the subsequent months. We nonetheless expect very significant growth in EBIT for this full financial year. Agrana, weekly performance, 1.06%. Friday, Strabag. The European construction technology group Strabag, through its Czech subsidiary Strabag Rail AS, is realizing the renovation and upgrade of the historic Masaryk railway station in the heart of Prague. The project, commissioned by the Czech Railway Administration Správa železnic and worth €137 million, includes the modernization and expansion of the railway tracks as well as the construction of a distinctive pedestrian platform over the tracks as an architectural link to the surrounding area. The work is expected to take around 44 months in total, with construction scheduled to begin in January 2024. Strabag Rail AS will be executing the construction works in a joint venture with Strabag SRO Strabag. Weekly performance, 3.09%. Voestalpine. Construction work for Austria's largest climate protection program is already in full swing. By commissioning Primetals Technologies Austria GmbH to supply the electric arc furnace, EAF, the technological heart of the transformation to steel production powered by green electricity, Voestalpine has taken an important next step in realizing this major project. Primetals Technologies Austria GmbH, based in Linz, will be responsible for installing the EAF's entire process equipment, including automation, power supply, capacitor bank, conveyor technology, heat recovery, detesting, and monitoring their assembly and commissioning. The EAF has a furnace capacity of 180 tons per charge, and will start operating in 2027. The contract for the EAF at the site in Donowitz was awarded to Italian plant engineers Daniele Inci Officine Meccanici S.p.A. in summer 2023. Voestalpine, weekly performance, -2.91%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing now.